coming up. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. It'll feel like over 100 degrees in Louisiana, where hundreds of thousands of homes and businesses still have no power or AC after Hurricane Ida hit. Some are still flooded and have no running water. And many gas stations have nothing to pump. Fox's Evan Brown saw that driving from New Orleans to Pensacola, Florida, where he's now live.
Yeah, Dave, Tuesday night's drive from New Orleans to here via I-10 East took much longer than usual due to Louisianans either looking for gas or looking for a hotel with power and air conditioning, all while the westbound side of the interstate had convoys of heavy machinery, fuel trucks, generator trucks, and line crews. Power restoration is happening in New Orleans, albeit slowly. Some 85,000 customers had their lights, refrigerators, and microwaves working again this morning, and the tally of those still in a blackout is now fewer than a million, Dave.
Evan, after U.S. troops left Afghanistan and evacuations ended, President Biden said Americans who wanted to get out for the most part. A man named Mohsen tells Fox his parents, sister, and grandmother tried to leave 7 times but never made it to the airport in Kabul.
They're hardworking U.S. citizens and they have valid documents. They're U.S. passport holders. So we were just confused on that.
He fears the Taliban finding them. Now, President Biden says that mission to get Americans out is not over.
The president is trying to get on with governing and stop talking about Afghanistan to start talking about other stuff. Today's schedule instead features a meeting with the president of Ukraine.
Fox's Peter Ducey at the White House. There's a court fight over masks in school in another state. Missouri's attorney general suing districts mandating kids wear them. Eric Schmidt telling Fox,
forcing the masking of 5-year-olds all day long shouldn't be something that we encourage. In fact, it should be something to stop because it's not based on science.
Some school officials insist masks are the best option to especially protect kids not able to get vaccinated. America's listening to Fox News.
September is National Recovery Month. There are many roads to recovery from prescription opioid addiction, but they all begin by taking the first step, seeking help. You can get started by reaching out to family, friends, or a healthcare professional for support. If you stumble along the way, that's okay. Don't give up. You aren't alone. There is hope. Recovery is possible. Visit cdc.gov/rxawareness for stories of recovery and resources that can help.
Nielsen says more than 30 million Americans watch Newsmax. It's the fourth highest rated cable news channel, and it's available on all major cable systems. Or find it on smart TVs like Samsung, LG, and more. And it's free on Roku, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, and TiVo. Or download the Newsmax app on your smartphone. Watch it anytime, anywhere. Forbes described Newsmax as a news powerhouse. Millions of Americans are watching Newsmax. You should, too. Tune in.
Morning News is brought to you by Sprague Sports on 32nd Street, Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters, and responsible gun ownership since 1956.
YumaDailyNews.com on News Talk 560 KBLU is brought to you by Half Off Yuma. Get our half off deals right now. Go to KBLUAM.com and click on Yuma Half Off for this week's savings.
Here's the news in 60 seconds. YumaDailyNews.com. I'm Andrew Caravella. The city of Yuma has been getting more agricultural business while Coachella has been losing. You can read about the change on our website. Fantasy sports betting has now been legalized in Arizona. Sports betting on actual games has been expected to go live on September 8th. The Arizona Department of Gaming allocated licenses to 8 sports teams and organizations along with 10 tribal licenses. Firefighters from the Yuma Fire Department just got back last week from the lines of the wildfire season in California. However, they're heading back out there this week. Read more about it at YumaDailyNews.com. And here's a good one. A bride in Memphis spent the night in jail shortly after her wedding for biting a police officer. Police say the bride was one of a couple of dozen people fighting outside a wedding reception venue late Friday night. After the bride became combative with authorities, she had been charged with aggravated assault. You can get more local and national stories if you sign up now for e-news at YumaDailyNews.com. For now, that's the news. I'm Andrew Caravella.
Hey, are you Flightline Mitsubishi? Yes, sir, we are. I hear if I test drive a new Mitsubishi, I'll want it.
That's correct, sir.
Okay, here goes.
Ah, what are you doing?
Test drive a new Mitsubishi with this driver.
No, no.
Test drive a new Mitsubishi. Not like that. Get behind the wheel of a new Mitsubishi at Flightline Mitsubishi today, and we're pretty sure you'll fall in love and be driving away in that new Mitsubishi very soon. Come visit them at 1350 East 32nd Street, Yuma, or online at FlightlineMitsubishi.com. Flightline Mitsubishi. Drive your ambition.
The following program on 560 KBLU is a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters, LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
Good morning. You're listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU, brought to you by the Yuma Crossing National Heritage Area. I am Kimberly Kale, the Executive Director of the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce. And this morning in the studio, we have Russ Clark. As always, good morning, Russ.
Good morning. I apologize for the music. I didn't have your page up, but that's what I got.
Hey, welcome to the jungle. It's awesome. You know, we are so busy at the chamber right now, it feels like that sometimes. So yeah, it works out. This morning, speaking of busy, I know that Arizona at Work is very busy right now, but I think it's even job fair season. And in the studio this morning, we have Mariana Martinez. Good morning.
Good morning, Kim. Good morning, Russ. How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning. And it is job fair season. I know that's what you wanted to come in and talk about.
Yes. So Arizona at Work, along with other Yuma County Business Services partners, we've been very busy in trying to get, to move forward in the community job and education fair. Unfortunately, last year we did have to cancel it due to COVID. And so we're ready. We're ready to move forward and have this for our community, to have this for our businesses. And so, yes, it's been very busy. And the song, the theme song, it fits very perfectly for all of us as well. So welcome to the business jungle, if you want to call it. But, yes, we're definitely. And this year what we're going to do, what typically happens is we combine the agriculture job fair with the job and education fair in collaboration with the dream fair. But this year what we're going to do, in keeping in mind that COVID is still around, so we're going to split those up and we're going to kick it off with the agricultural job fair on September 15th.
So go ahead, Ross. I'll hear
you. No, I just said you didn't mention the dream fair. I don't even know what the dream fair is.
That's what I was just going to ask you.
The dream fair, and I have to apologize for this. It's an acronym, but it's under the Achieve Human Services.
Oh, okay.
So they
okay.
offer employment services to those individuals with disabilities. And October is their month for awareness. And so Ashlyn Bruce, who is a representative from Achieve, will be out, and once we start promoting the October Job and Education Fair, we're going to start promoting more of that. But that is a collaboration. So just a little bit of history of what happened is, even before I was in business services, and Patrick Getz, our operations director for Arizona Network, has a big part in this, is combining these fairs with not only with Goodwill, MCAS, Achieve Human Services, and then, of course, with Arizona at Work. And we're planning all these job fairs around the same time, and so the idea was, why not combine them, you know? Mm-hmm. I have all these, and they were all within the same time frame, so why not combine it and make it one big Yuma Community Job and Education Fair? So all of these work together, and that's how it's been happening for the past few years. But and then we added the agricultural side of it as well, so now this year, again, because of COVID, we're going to go ahead and split those up and to be able to serve our agriculture community and then, of course, our business community. And the agricultural job fair is going to be held in South County. It's going to be over at the San Luis Library on September 15th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Who are you looking for that?
So right now we already have some businesses that have been have signed up. We sent out those registrations already, and this is actually the season where agriculture companies are gearing up. You know, this is the season they start recruiting people, and so this is the perfect time to have that. So right now that we have confirmed is we have Dole. We actually had a recruitment for Dole for the produce, the cooler company, I don't know if you remember that they used to be out off of 3E.
Yeah.
And so now they're coming back. And so we had a recruitment for them a few weeks ago over at the MLK Center, and it brought in over 200 people.
Wow.
So that was a great turnout. But this one for Doe is going to be more for the harvesters, for the field work. So that's what a lot of the recruitment is for. So Dole has confirmed, we also have the Growers Company, Taylor Farms, Greengate Fresh. I think they're under the Barclay Seed Corporation here in Yuma. And so we're limiting it to 6 employers. We are utilizing the Families Library, as I mentioned, but we want to make sure that we are restricting. We don't want to. I believe we're going to have a huge turnout because the agricultural community is huge in our area.
Mm-hmm.
And so we want to make sure that we're taking those precautionary measures. The library has their own. And so we want to make sure that we're keeping our eye out closely, doing all the social distancing that's necessary.
Now, a lot of people in the agriculture, they do come in from Mexico.
They do.
And are they going to be able to get across the border to come attend the seminars?
So for those, there's people that have those work visas or have that they are able to commute. I mean, typically what it is agricultural workers, they come in, they cross on the daily.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they are waiting in line to cross just to come and get a work. And sometimes it's not having guaranteed work. If you go out to San Luis, Arizona, probably like at 3-4 o'clock in the morning.
Done it many times.
Yeah.
Actually, it's amazing.
Yes,
it's a city that's bustling.
Yes.
All the stores are open.
Mm-hmm.
The restaurants are open. The city's full, and it's kind of weird because you think everyone's sleeping.
Yeah.
But not in San Luis.
Not in San Luis. No, you're right. Mm. And so it is amazing to see how these people wait in line to cross,
mm-hmm.
you know, walking, and then they still wait a lot of it. And I come from a migrant family.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as a kid, my parents were migrant workers, and eventually they stopped. You know, they were able to get something full-time here. But, my parents got to do that, and I got to see it firsthand sometimes where they go in and they're waiting for buses, sometimes even just asking if they're wanting to work. And there's buses there waiting, and we're still needing some people. Hey, come on in. And so that's how they get their people on there, you know, to work sometimes. And then they travel where they need to travel.
What was that date again? I know it's in San Luis Library, but
September 15th.
It is all the 15th.
Yes.
And that's just agriculture down there?
This one, yes. It's agriculture. And as I was saying, we do have 4 businesses confirmed right now. Dole, Growers Company, Taylor Farms, Greengate Fresh. We're limiting it to 6, but we still have room for 2 more. So if there's any agriculture companies out there listening right now, the deadline to register is this Friday. Feel free to reach out to me or any one of my business team. And it's at bso@ypic.com. Or just give us a call at Arizona at Work, and they'll direct you to the correct person. But we can get you a registration just because we are still needing 2 employers out there to attend.
Mariana, if they're looking to come across, will they help them get the H-2A visa?
There's agencies out there. We can definitely direct them to the correct people.
Mm-hmm.
We don't handle us at Arizona at Work, but other agencies do. The state has, I think it comes directly with the company. The company works out. So if they're interested, and we get a lot of these messages on Facebook. I'm looking into getting an H-2A visa. I know there's agencies out there. Campesinos Sin Fronteras does not provide the H-2A visa, but they can guide them as well as what companies can provide them. I know one for sure, Growers Company, can assist them with the H-2A visa, but they have to go directly to the company.
H-2A visa, tell everybody what that is.
So H-2A is when they are looking, so a lot of times companies seek for, they recruit individuals out of the country.
Right.
And so they provide temporary visas, which is called, it's for agriculture workers only, and they provide room and board as well. So
yeah, there's a lot of guidelines that go along with it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Which Growers has fought because
mm-hmm.
some of it's not necessary. We live on the border. They want to go home.
Right.
We don't need room
mm-hmm.
and board.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yes.
But it falls on deaf ears because one rule for the whole country. Right?
So,
if some makes sense. But.
So if there's an individual out there that wants some assistance, then we can definitely direct them to a company that mm-hmm. can provide them some guidance and get them that visa.
Perfect. And with that, we have to take our first break. You're
Perfect.
Listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU.
First day of September, and that's the first day of meteorological fall. And our temperatures are quite comfortable considering it is early September. 98 today, 100 tomorrow. Do you think it's okay to drive stoned? The truth is your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel.
Weather is brought to you by Ed Whitehead's Tire Pros, with four locations to serve all of your tire needs.
Be sure to listen Sunday afternoon from noon to 2 for the radio show that talks about all things real estate with award-winning broadcaster Stephen Gasquet. It's everything you need to know about your home, from buying and selling. Brought to you by PhD. When your home needs a professional home doctor, call PhD 344-9111.
Your wait is over. United Kia's Labor Day sale starts today. Massive savings on all new and pre-owned vehicles. With the largest inventory in Imperial Valley, we have a car, truck, or SUV for every lifestyle and budget. Visit United Kia Imperial today.
Precision of digital advertising as a marketing tool. What many early adopters are now learning is to really make the digital world work, they need to activate the marketplace with their brand first. Free over-the-air broadcast radio is the best way to activate in Yuma by combining the massive reach of radio and then adding the tactical precision of digital channels. You can give your business an unfair advantage. Learn how to make radio plus digital advertising work for you at YumaAdvertising.com.
With Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU, brought to you by the Yuma Crossing National Heritage Area. I am Kimberly Kale, the Executive Director of the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce, and we have Russ Clark in studio. Good morning, Russ.
Hi.
Good morning, and we are talking about the job fairs all coming up. We were talking about the agriculture one with Arizona at Work, and in the studio of Mariana Martinez. Good morning, Mariana.
Good morning.
Good morning. I had a question when we were talking before. I know that there were some issues with having a lot of job applicants. Are you seeing an increase in job applicants at your job fairs?
Yes, slowly. They're slowly increasing. I know we've had some recruitments in the past where we saw 10 individuals. Sometimes mm-hmm. we saw 8. But yes, we're seeing an influx of applicants, which is a good thing for us. A lot of times it has to do with the positions as well, the positions, the recruitment that we're hosting. So we definitely are seeing that increase of people coming in, more job seekers. And maybe it has to do with the Governor Ducey's return to work bonuses, the incentives. Mm-hmm. You know, it's possible it has to do with that. Maybe people are ready to get
yeah.
maybe.
And maybe people are just ready to go back to work. We've never stopped working. And so, you know, I know some people are, this is, we live in an area where it's seasonal, that the agriculture is seasonal, but there's people that are, you know, maybe wanting to get out of where they're currently at. Maybe they're seeing opportunities out there and wanting to improve. And I see a lot of those, a lot of companies that are, you know, having those opportunities for individuals. Just recently, we have had a recruitment for FANN Contracting. They're out of Prescott, mm-hmm. and we're just awarded the contract for the Highway 95 project,
yep.
And the Dome Valley project. So, they are, I think they received 103 applications for 10 positions available.
So you're starting to see more competition.
Oh, yes.
Just a year ago, just think the difference.
Yes.
There is some federal unemployment insurance that's going to be running out. There's a lot of things
right.
going on.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, that's an incentive to get people. We've had a crazy time.
Yes.
People make more money not working than
right.
working. And it's very confusing. It's very tough for the businesses, for you, for everybody.
It has been for everyone all around, yes.
Yeah. It doesn't solve problems sometimes. I mean, it might solve immediacy, but it doesn't move forward the complex situation to put everything back to normal.
Right.
And because we get stuck on it.
Correct. I completely agree with you, and we've had businesses call us and say, what's going on? And I can't compete. You know, we agree with you. You know, we had job seekers coming into our centers, you know, hundreds every month, and now they were coming in for different reasons, for unemployment assistance. So so now it's like, okay, we're here. So the issue that businesses were seeing, we were seeing it as well. It's, you know, what can we do to help you? What can we do to get you employed, you know, take advantage of the program services that Arizona Network offers or any other partner agencies. You know, there's Goodwill as well, Achieve is another one. You know, all these partner agencies that we work together to put these upcoming events, you know, that are these job fairs, these recruitment efforts. So we all want to work together to get back to work. So.
I know you have seasons where there's more people coming to you, less people come to you. I know things affect, you know, the volume of people that walk in that door.
Mm-hmm.
But what's the volume been like for the last year? Has it been a big volume or has it been tapered off?
You know, it hasn't. I think the numbers have been consistent. You know, we report on a monthly basis how many people are coming into our centers, and the numbers are consistent. We're still seeing, like I said, we're still seeing the hundreds on a monthly, and we have three centers just within Arizona Network. We have three centers. We have the Youth Services, the One Stop off of 16th Street, and then the Summerton Resource Center. But what it's been, it's just what the assistance they're requesting is different from what it has been. You know, usually it's more coming in for your services. You know, what can you do to help me get back to work? I lost my job. I need to get back to work. But in the past few months, in the past year, it was more for that unemployment assistance. So got to get creative. Mm-hmm. What can we do to, you're here for unemployment, but hey, this is what's available. You know, take advantage of the time right now that you're not working. You know, take advantage of maybe, you know, our occupational certificate training. Let's see if you qualify to receive those services.
And you help with training also?
Yes.
And does that in-house, or you have you direct them to agencies?
Well, it depends. It's in-house as well. But then, like, again, this partnership, it's a big partnership that we have with many agencies. It's depending on the needs of that individual. If there's a service that we may not be available to provide, then we can refer them to the correct agency. Or we can do dual enrollments if, let's say, they come in through our program or they come in through another program like PEP, which is Portable Practical Education Preparation. I knew that one, so I knew that. But that one is, you know, we work very closely together, and PEP is a big partner of this agricultural job fair and the job and education fair as well. So, yes, we'll send them over, we'll refer, we'll work together to provide better services based on the needs of this individual, whether it be with us, with vocational rehab, with veteran services. You know, we do work very closely together to make sure that we're providing services to everyone in the community.
So if I want to work... Never mind. Are you finding, you know, one of the things that I've noticed is rate of pay has been affecting things. Did you find, I know a lot of employers were doing like bonuses and increases in pay to try to recruit. Is that having any impact whatsoever that you're seeing?
It has, yes. So I know there's some companies that have, they have a employee referral incentive. Mm-hmm. So if employees refer somebody else, you know, you get $200, $300, depending what it is. But you have to stay working for a certain period of time in order for that employee to receive it. There's that. And then there a lot of companies, so we do this thing called labor market information where employers reach out and they want an analysis. You know, what is the pay for individuals within a operator position or different between the industry that they're in? And so we provide them a breakdown with the starting, the mean, the hourly, everything. We provide them a breakdown, and it's up to them to decide if this is something that they're willing to do. Are they willing to raise their, you know, their starting wages because of how competitive it was, especially when they were receiving that $600 federal unemployment addition. So a lot of them started looking at those numbers. Now, if a lot of companies followed through, I'm not sure. But, you know, right. We did our due diligence and provided the information. And some companies did. They did raise their starting wages. So that has been able to help those companies a lot. But then again, it brings competition with others, especially within the same industry.
Is that analysis, was it statewide, federal, county?
It's a state analysis. We use the Office of Economic Opportunity, and I know they provide numbers. They also report to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. So those are our sources that we obtain our information from.
Because I was curious if it compared, like, for example, Phoenix to Tucson to Yuma to...
And we get those numbers, too. Mm-hmm. We always try to compare Maricopa, Pima County, mm-hmm. and Yuma County. Those are our three main ones, so we're able to obtain those numbers as well.
I'm sure there's some differences, though.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Yeah, there's going to be higher pay in Pima and
mm-hmm.
and Phoenix.
Right.
But there's a cost of living difference also and a quality of life difference. It's a different deal.
Yes.
We may not have as many theaters and high-end shopping, but we don't have to drive as far to work.
Right. So there's a compensation at some point as well.
I'm like, oh, you mean my hour commute that shifted to about 15 minutes when I moved to Yuma?
There you go. And that is a quality of life issue.
It is a huge quality of life issue.
Yeah. And I think we're finding that amongst, with this shift from COVID, a lot of people moving out of the cities into rural areas
because mm-hmm.
they realize they can do their jobs via Skype or
yes.
something.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people are moving out into the cornfields and leaving the cities. You know, and that's amazing.
And they can do the same work from there. Yeah,
yeah, and the renting in the city in New York City is very expensive compared to Nebraska. Just is.
I like no comment.
Now, would you rather be in Nebraska or New York City?
Well, you got to understand, I'm from rural Illinois that looks a lot like Nebraska. So,
but people in New York would think they have died and gone to hell if they moved
into a cornfield. There is not as much to do, but I guess I grew up. You know, when you grow up in cornfields, you learn to entertain yourself.
That's true.
Well, I was stationed in San Diego for a while with a large company,
mm-hmm.
and I had people working for me that made the exact same as the guys in Nebraska. And they're living in San Diego.
Oh.
And I asked him, I said, why do you live in San Diego? Because, Russ, it's amazing here. They've got SeaWorld. They've got the beaches.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. We've got Hollywood right down the street. I said, I didn't even know you guys went. He says, we can't afford to go, but it's just nice to have them. I said,
It's nice to have that option.
It's nice to have the option. And, you know, and my husband and I just talked, you know, because we moved here from the Phoenix area. And we talked about that. So... But we totally got off track.
Well, that's okay. You're going to break anyway.
Oh, okay. Well, apparently it's time to take a break. You're listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU.
Tune in each morning for the Fox News Rundown brought to you by Yuma International Airport. Start your flight outright with breakfast, lunch, or dinner at Brewer's before your flight. Enjoy the calm, relaxing atmosphere and let your local airport family take care of you. Fly local and fly Yuma.
Your wait is over. United Nissan's huge Labor Day sale starts today. Massive savings on all new and pre-owned vehicles. With the largest inventory in Imperial Valley, we have a car, truck, or SUV for every lifestyle and budget. Visit UnitedNissanImperial.com today.
The Arizona Lottery makes being together better. Whether it's adding a smile to your day, another game to play with friends, a reason to celebrate with family, or just reconnecting with someone you haven't seen in a while. The Arizona Lottery has been proud to be a part of your winning moments for the last 40 years. So grab your favorite ticket for a family member, a neighbor, a friend, and let's continue to play together.
Back with Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU, brought to you by the Yuma Crossing National Heritage Area. I am Kimberly Kale, the Executive Director of the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce. And before we get back to talking to Arizona at Work, I have a few announcements. That's why Welcome to the Jungle was so I like Mariana's Welcome to the Business Jungle, because that is how it feels at the Chamber right now. We have so many events coming up. Next week is really, really busy for us. On Thursday, we have Good Morning Yuma. It is not too late to register. We are going to have Border Patrol there. We're going to be talking about Customs and Border Protection that morning. So that
is there going to be a speech from the Border Patrol chief?
There is. Yes. I think.
Worth the trip right there.
We don't know yet. We don't know who it's going to be yet. I know that Chris Klum said he's going to try to be there. Otherwise, we'll send somebody from his office. But yes, we will definitely have somebody there that morning. And then, of course, is our community expo. Friday night we have our mega mixer where members can come and we will have free like appetizers and a couple of bars and do some evening business. And yeah, Russ is giving me looks. But everybody can walk around the booth. Everybody can set up their booth for the community expo on Saturday on Friday. So at the mega mixer Friday night, everyone can already kind of get a sneak peek. It is at the Civic Center. All three of those events are actually at the Civic Center. Then the Community Expo is Saturday, September 11th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. And we are going to be doing, it is 9/11, we are going to be doing a brief ceremony at 10:28 a.m. that morning. We'll have color guard and do a brief ceremony in remembrance of 9/11. So we are having that. We do have a couple of new things this year at the Community Expo. We are doing a Hall of Heroes, which is where we are putting all of our local heroes, so we're talking military, fire, police, and so they
Border
will all
Patrol.
Have booths. Border Patrol, yep, absolutely. Yeah, can't forget them. So they will all have booths there, and then we're also doing a kids' corner where people can find services for kids. I do know that we have a preschool there, orthodontics, things like that, but we're also going to have fun things for kids there. We've got a face painter. We have ordered a whole bunch of like arts and crafts so that kids can come do arts and crafts. We
did you say face painter?
Face painter.
Face painter?
I'm
coming.
Oh, you're coming.
Yeah, I'll be there for that.
First in line.
Awesome. You can be our model. And then we are also right now talking to a magician who would do like street magic in that area. So we're all free. It's all free.
I'm already sold. And
yeah.
Just keep adding to the
bill. So it is completely free to the public. Clearly, the booth, if you want to have a booth there, it costs money. And we are still
paying. Paint little
booth
COVIDs
space.
All over my face is what I want.
I'm like, oh.
Little
my
COVIDs
goodness.
All over my
you're
face.
Trouble.
See if it makes friends. I don't know.
You are so much trouble.
Approach people like that.
I know. Oh, my goodness. But yeah, it's so basically, yeah, if you'd like to have a booth there, we do still have some booth space available. Booths vary in price anywhere from $150 to about $300, so not terribly expensive. And if you want to just come and check everything out, see what businesses are there, that is free to the public on Saturday, 9/11, from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. And then I'm not looking forward to those, but I am still looking forward to our Glow Golf Tournament on Friday, September 24th. I've done those before. Russ is shaking his head at me here in the studio. But that's the best thing about Glow Golf is I suck at golf.
Okay.
But it's okay because the holes are so short. I mean, you tee off from the fairway. So as long as you can move the ball forward. I mean, Russ, last time I did glow golf, I golfed with like an 8-year-old. Now, the 8-year-old out-golfed me, but, you know, that's a whole different issue.
Yeah.
But it's just fun. It's just a fun night. You watch those glow golf balls, and it's really cool if you hit it in the trees. Because if you hit the glow golf ball in the tree, ordinarily you can't see your ball bouncing off all the branches. But this looks like a pinball because it's at night, so you can actually see the glow ball bounce off all the branches. Yeah, I know you're laughing at me.
Good.
Not the purpose of golf, but
so see, entertainment. Bad golf makes for good entertainment. So
I'll be a spectator.
But it's going to be a lot of fun. That is Friday, September 24th. Of course, it's in the evening. Can't have golf during the day. We're going to have just a light dinner beforehand, burgers, chicken sandwiches, that kind of stuff at the Rio Colorado Golf Course in Somerton. And then we'll go out probably about 7 p.m. once the sun's gone down and golf 9 holes. And then we're going to have some great raffle prizes afterwards that we're going to be raffling off. So it's just a fun night.
Kind of one sign up is to drive a golf cart.
There we go. Mariana wants to decorate her golf cart and glow sticks. And, you know, it is a lot of fun. I mean, I love doing glow golf tournaments. So I'm excited about this one and really grateful that Cocopa Rio Colorado is willing to to, because they have to, like I said, they have to change their golf course situation a little bit to be conducive to go golf, because a full nine holes won't work. The holes have to be made much shorter.
Well.
So it should be a lot of fun. So, and then, Mariana, I'm going to introduce you again with Arizona at Work, Maria Martinez, because our next event is going to be with Arizona at Work.
Yes. So, again, so many recruitments. The Ag Fair is one of them, the Job and Education Fair as well. But in between those, we do have an event in collaboration with the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce, as Kim said, and Retail Works, first Retail Works job fair in Yuma County. So this is going to be on October 5th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Four Points by Sheraton. So we're really excited for this event. So this is going to be industry-focused. This is going to be focused in retail, hospitality, and restaurants. So the collaboration with the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce is that the Yuma County Chamber, I don't know if, Kim, you want to share about what your part in is in this event?
I think you're going to put me on the spot now. Well, basically, we've been partnering with Arizona Retail Works since the beginning of 2021. They are part of the Center for the Future of Arizona, and their goal is recruitment and retention
right.
in the retail, hospitality, and restaurant sector, which, of course, has been hit very hard.
Yes.
With COVID and employee retention, and as Ross mentioned, the unemployment issues.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so we've been putting on webinars, COVID, you know,
right.
we've been putting on webinars since the beginning of the year. We are going back to in-person. So this is actually, we're doing something together. We're
right.
actually, so at 7 a.m. that morning, the restaurants, retail locations and hotels or other hospitality
mm-hmm.
Industry members can come that morning and set up their tables for the job fair, but then we're going to be doing a seminar
right.
from 8:30 to 9:30 on employee recruitment and retention and best practices. And that's something they do. They have huge programs already in Phoenix and Tucson, so I was pretty excited when they reached out to us to bring it to Yuma County.
Yeah, and I think that's a great idea. You know, again, doing the webinars that not only the Chamber provides, but also the Small Business Development Center, they have amazing webinars for employers.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was an idea also, is what can we do for businesses, you know, and further educating them and what they can use when it comes to their recruitment, and especially with their retention. We were talking about that a little bit
earlier,
you know, before we even started. So I think that's great, having that opportunity for employers. And then right after that, a workshop is completed from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., we will be having a job fair for those employers that have been in attendance with that workshop. So Arizona at Work, this is our part here. You know, we're going to make sure that we are promoting this event, getting those job seekers in, and getting those positions that these employers are needing, getting them filled with these individuals. So they'll have an opportunity to meet people, talk about the positions that they have available. But again, it's going to be industry focused for retail, hospitality, and restaurants. So we're really excited for this one. This is the first one for us here. In Yuma County, so we're hoping for a great turnout. And I want to say there is a pre-registration, and today's September 1st, and it opens today. I think
mm-hmm.
we agreed for registration. So if you are a job seeker and you're interested in attending the Retail Work Job Fair on October 5th, please go to events.ypic.com where you can get pre-registered. Of course, you'll be able to register the day of the event as well. And as we have employers signing on, we'll make sure that we are promoting. The Chamber does an excellent job of their promotion on social media, on their website. And we'll do our part as well in getting this event promoted. And so follow us on our Facebook page where you'll be able to see the flyer and registration for this event.
Well, and I should mention that if you're an employer and want to participate, you have to go to the Chamber's website.
Yes.
And, you know, it is a joint effort here. So
right.
if you're an employer, go to yumachamber.org to events, and you can register for it as an employer. So, you know, it's great that we have this partnership.
I agree.
You know, when we discussed doing this, when Retail Works talked to us and said, hey, we'd like to add a job fair component to this, we said, that's not us. That's not our, that's not what we specialize in. We do feel job fairs are important. And so I immediately reached out to Arizona yeah. Work, who does a great job with job fairs.
Thank you. We were trying our best, and I think what's helping, again, it's that partnership we have with the community. You know, mm-hmm. I think it's great, not only the ones that I mentioned earlier, all these partners, but the Chamber and other agencies, like the Greater Yuma Economic Development, is also a great support when it comes to these events. So that partnership that we have is unlike any other.
So how did you end up working at a place that helps people find jobs? Were you looking for a job and they just had an opening?
Myself?
Did you fall into that? Was that a desire?
Yeah, you know, I've always been... So when I started with Arizona at Work, I started in the youth services program. I worked with individuals 16 and 24, and I've always been for working with youth. And so I had mentioned a little bit earlier off the air is that I used to work in the migrant program in the high school district. And so from then I found the position with YPIC, Arizona at Work. And so I applied, and thankfully I got the position there, and I enjoyed it more than anything. I loved working with seeing the youth come in. You know, you serve individuals who, it's hard to serve. They have difficult backgrounds. Maybe they're a young parenting youth. Not that that's a difficulty, but
added burden. You know, it's not easy.
It's not easy, but it's hard to get to work. It's hard to do school, you know. And so what we want to do is help them get back to work. And that's how I started within the agency, is working with the youth. And then after a few years there, an opportunity came up with to apply for business services. And I applied, and thankfully I'm here. And it's a lot of learning. I've been so, you know, it's incredibly, I've been honestly very blessed to have the mentors that I have. You know, and the colleagues that I have, and getting to know people, you know, Kim, prior to Anna, Tanya Pavlak, which was a great support as well. And so the Chamber has been great ever since I started my position within the business services team. And so it's been a big learning curve, but I really enjoy it.
So it was something you wanted to go. It was.
Yes. When the opportunity came about, and how it happened is, I was asked if I wanted to volunteer for the Job and Education Fair in 2019? Yes, it was in 2019. I was still under the Youth Services Program. And so I took it. You know, I was at that time, I was doing a lot of the social media within our Youth Services Department. And so they asked me, you want to do the marketing, help out with marketing and the Job and Education Fair? And I said, sure, why not? You know, experience to add. And so I really enjoyed it. I got to see a different side of what we did. And not only what we did, but all these agencies and how they work together to put something so big to our community. And I enjoyed it. And so the opportunity came up at a position out in South County, the engagement liaison position. And so I applied and I took it, and now I am an employer engagement coordinator for Arizona at Work, and it's very different to what I used to do, but very rewarding as well.
But you're still helping connect employers with. So
definitely.
You go to employers to ask, what can I do to, or what are you looking for in applicants? What can we do to groom applicants, those kind of things?
So what I do typically is do outreach to employers and present our services, what we do. Business services is how can we assist you with your recruitment needs, if you need a customized recruitment event. I also take advantage and present the program services that I mentioned earlier. We have on-the-job trainings. We call them our employee training program.
Mm-hmm.
Internships, work experiences, and everything that we do is of no cost to the employer because we're funded by the Department of Labor.
And so, like, work hardening, too, and that kind of thing?
Yeah.
You know, and you do pre-screening for applications?
We can do that as well. What we don't want to do is, we are not here to take over their recruitment, how they do their recruitment. What we're here is to supplement, you know, provide additional support, get those positions promoted. If they wish for us to do a pre-screening, we can definitely do that. If we've had those employers that we do pre-screening and applications, then we see these individuals meet the minimum qualifications, so we then forward. No, we don't. Well, the last thing you want to do is to have an HR coordinator be bombarded with all these, right? You know, they already have a lot of work to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so rather than get 100 applicants when you know that 80 of them are not going to fit the business.
Right.
You may do the pre-screen to make sure they look at the the best to offer. But then you can take that information back and say, here's the training we should be working on, because this is what's required, needed in the field.
And so a lot of things is, we can do that, and one of the things that we also do is if you see that we have these programs, the employee training programs, where we have individuals who want to get back to the workforce or want to learn a new skill. The on-the-job training, for example, is a program where the employer can get reimbursed 50% of the individual, the job seeker's wages for the first 3 months, up to 3 months. So these programs, is it kind of helps offset those training costs. In the first 3 months, you have to do all this training, you see if they're a fit. And so we have these programs where we have individuals enrolled in our program, and they can obtain new new work skills, new abilities. But the on-the-job training program is something that we've been assisting employers for quite some time, and they do take advantage of these in a good way, of course, because they do get reimbursed up to 50%, and they have an employee there that is learning those skills, and after their agreement ends, those 3 months, they're their employee from day one. So they're working, you're learning them, you're teaching them the ways of your company, and then we're offsetting those costs as well.
And with that, we have to take another break. You're listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KVLU.
Getting the right prescription drugs at an affordable price can be tough for everyone, especially seniors. You trust your doctor to help you make the best decisions for your health care and medications. But now, D.C. liberals are pushing a plan to empower the government to limit which drugs you have access to. This plan could literally give the government a bigger say in your health care than you and your doctor, and allow Washington bureaucrats to override decisions about your medications made by you and your doctor. Senator Mark Kelly just voted for a budget that could make the D.C. Liberals' big government plan a reality. Call Senator Mark Kelly at 202-224-2235 and tell him to oppose any changes or new taxes that would limit access to prescription drugs in Medicare Part D. Paid for by One Nation. www.onenationamerica.org.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still have that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Want your business advertising to work for you now and in the future? Expand the universe you reach. Expanding your sphere of influence will not only bring you new customers, but also reinforce your business brand with those already part of your loyal tribe. You can do that with free over-the-air broadcast radio, which means more people every day than television, billboards, or social media. Sign up for our free business e-tips and learn how to reach more people more often with the power of this radio station at YumaAdvertising.com.
Get your local news from a new local news source, YumaDailyNews.com. Now online at every day at YumaDailyNews.com. We are the local news source focused on Greater Yuma and what's happening in your city, in your community, and your neighborhood. We're reporting on what is important in your universe. A new news source for all of Greater Yuma. Now online 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at YumaDailyNews.com. Find us online at YumaDailyNews.com right now.
With Chamber Chatter on 560 KVLU, brought to you by the Yuma Crossing National Heritage Area. I am Kimberly Kale, the Executive Director of the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce. And in the studio this morning, we have Russ Clark.
Good morning,
Russ. And we are talking with Arizona at Work. We're fortunate to have Mariana Martinez in here this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Good morning. So back to the, just to get back a little bit to the job fairs, because I know there's more than that, because we've had employers reach out to us and say, well, I'm not in retail, restaurant, hospitality, or ag, or whatever. Now what do? Are you going to have a job fair for me?
Well, we are. So, again, we'll recap all those dates. I know there's a lot of dates being put out there, but yes. So if there's an employer, we are moving forward, as I mentioned earlier, with a job and education fair. However, we are keeping a very close eye out on the COVID cases. We're, you know, keeping track of them, making sure. I know we had a large spike on Saturday. Mm-hmm. That's unfortunate, you know. So as of right now, we are moving forward, and we will begin promoting soon. But if you are a business that is, you know, doesn't fall under the hospitality, retail, or restaurant industry, on October 6th, the Job and Education Fair will be taking place in collaboration with the Dream Fair on October 6th, 2021 at the Four Points by Sheraton. So I do ask those, you know, if you are interested, reach out to us, contact Arizona at Work, but registrations will be going out soon. The Yuma County Business Services team is meeting every 2 weeks now as we're moving forward with these events. And we are keeping, like I said, we're keeping track of these cases, and everybody wants to move forward with this event. So please bear with us. Once we have it set, we're moving forward. We're going to be pushing out those registration forms. So, yes, if you are a business and you're interested, feel free to contact us. We definitely want to move forward with this event, and we'll definitely want to have you. And even if you're a business that's going to be present at the Retail Works event, if you want to take advantage of the October 6th event as well, we'll definitely get a registration form out to you also.
So, basically, everybody's covered.
Yes. at the job fair, yes. For October 6th, everybody's covered. We'll have education. We'll have any type of business, as long as you're hiring. You want to make sure that there's people are able to apply. That's the big one. And then, of course, have those resources available. Typically, what we've had is education. We've had AWC, U of A, ASU, NAU. We want to make sure that we're having those resources because it is a job and education fair. And then also have those agencies. In the past, we've had not just local companies, but we've had from out of state as well. So we want to make sure that all those companies are being taken care of as well.
So do you have a limit as to the number of companies that can register?
This year we will. In the past, we've had over 100.
Mm-hmm.
And it was taking place at the Civic Center. But this year, as we're going in a smaller scale, we're going to limit these to 40 vendors.
So do you expect it to sell out?
Yes. I'm being optimistic. Yes, I hope so. Yes. There's people that have been calling and asking if we're going to be moving forward with this event. I know we had calls last year, but we did have to cancel that job and education fair. But I think we will. I'm being very optimistic and hoping that we will get those 40 vendors out there.
And so, you know, I was talking about our expo where there's a cost. What about costs to the employers for
no
job
cost.
Fairs?
There's no cost whatsoever. It's just submitting your registration form. And like I said, we'll get those out as soon as we can. And then, there's no cost whatsoever to attend.
I thought of another question from before.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm going backwards. You can see I've got all these questions written here. So, you know, having taken advantage of the internship program and the on-the-job training program, that was hugely interesting to me.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't have to pay for it. How exactly does that work?
So it's funded, again, we're funded by the Department of Labor. So when an individual comes into our program and an employer wants to utilize the service of the internship or work experience, there's no cost to either the job seeker, the participant, or the employer. So how that happens is where the internship and work experience, it's about up to 15 weeks of paid work experience, and we pay the individual's wages. Depending on, it could be $14 an hour or the minimum wage, depending on the program, but it could be they can be paid up to $14 an hour by incentive. And so how the incentives work is, if you have an individual working with you, Russ, and you're going to make sure that the individual is coming, making sure that he comes in every day, is doing his work, has great customer service, and he's learning these things throughout that time frame. And the good thing about that internship and work experience is that there is no contract that you have to hire that individual at the end. Of course, if you have an opportunity for them and they've learned those skills that you want in an employee, then excellent. Get them employed, right? But there is no contract or nothing stating that you have to hire that individual after those 14, 15 weeks of paid work experience. That individual comes in knowing that this is temporary.
Okay.
So the good thing is that they can get skills, and if you don't have an opportunity or a job opening for them after, they can take those skills and transfer them somewhere else. And a good reference can come up from
that. So like, I'm busy right now at work. I mean, I am slammed.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And I can't get everything done I want. And some of it is not highly technical, and we do automated repair. But I could bring in, like, an intern or something to help sort things out.
Definitely.
Get some returns done, arrange some appointments, do some things to facilitate the other guys. And give them opportunities to expand their knowledge, understanding, work experience.
That's
a
cool
reference. Or maybe I say, hey, I got to keep you now because you're too valuable.
Exactly.
Those things could happen.
Yes. They definitely can. And so if you're interested, we can talk about that.
I might be. I mean, I got so much to do right now. Mm-hmm. It's hard to move around the shop.
Yes, mm-hmm. I can imagine.
And I'm not taking the time to do the little things because we got to get, production done.
Right. No, and if it's something you're interested in, I can go back and relay. I don't typically manage those individuals who are doing internship work experiences or on-the-job training, but I will relay. If you want to move forward, I'll relay this information to the team and have them look through an individual. They do have to have that interest within that field. So if it's that
automotive repair.
Automotive repair, yeah. So, and typically we do. You know, we have individuals who want to get into that, get experience, hands-on work experience with that field. So definitely get you someone who can assist you.
Yeah, of course, I'm not looking for a guy with 5 years of technical experience on computer diagnostics.
Right.
You know, but there's a lot of other things that are very simple things that would be heavily supervised anyway.
Yes.
That would just take time to do without a big skill range.
Right. And keep in mind, Russ, that the employer has an opportunity to interview. It's not whoever we send you, you have to, you have an opportunity to interview that individual, see if they're
fit. It's a tough interview to get through.
Oh, gosh.
I know. We know we just did it for an hour.
Yeah.
So we'll talk.
But I guess that's a service most people don't even know. I mean, I kind of know, but I don't think about it.
You know, and all we ask, from the employer is to have, they're learning. These individuals are learning. Just kind of bear in mind that they are learning, and, we just need someone to kind of guide them, to be a mentor, pretty much.
Well, and I think it'd build a good responsibility section for the guys in the shop that would have direct contact.
Mm-hmm.
To make them step up and become a trainer.
Yeah, of course. That's an opportunity for them as well, yes.
And, and of course, I would just be given big oversight. But but it would give, I think, it would change the dynamics of things.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Agree.
Yeah. Well, and if you handle it right, could be for the positive.
Yes.
You got 2 minutes.
Okay. So, Mariana, let's go back because I know you have all these job fairs. Let's remind everybody of when they are, where they are, how they register.
So let's start off with the Agricultural Job Fair, which is going to be taking place September 15th at the San Luis Library, 10756 Avenue in San Luis, Arizona, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And please follow us on social media. We have our Ag Up social media campaign, or in Spanish, Arriba Agro Yuma. Mm-hmm. So please follow us on social media, Facebook, LinkedIn. And the partnership, just to touch base, we have the Department of Economic Security, Arizona Western College, the City of San Luis, PEP program, and, of course, other Yuma County partners. Thank you for all of your support in putting this job fair in place. And it is our first agricultural job fair, so we are very excited for this one. And then, of course, our Retail Works job fair, which is October 5th, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Four Points by Sheraton. It's a very beautiful hotel, by the way.
It is.
2030 South Avenue 3E. And remember, this is going to be an event